another 80 wounded in an airstrike on a detention center near the Libyan capital of Tripoli. A Libyan Interior Undersecretary says the death toll will rise as rescue and recovery operations continue. There were said to be about 150 people, mainly Africans, inside the building at the time of the attack. An 18-year-old Sudanese man, identified only as Saddam, was one of the victims. We have an English translation of what he said.
At the beginning, we heard faraway clashes. Then we heard this strong bomb. Security people came and unlocked the doors, and we saw the fire. So we started helping to evacuate the people.
Fighting for control of Tripoli between Libya's internationally recognized government and the self-styled Libyan National Army led by rebel General Khalifa Haftar has been going on for months. Haftar's forces deny responsibility for the late Tuesday airstrike, blaming what they call pro-government militias. The chairman of the African Union Commission is calling for an immediate Libyan ceasefire and an independent investigation of the air attack. The United States has put a major anti-Pakistan militant organization, the Balochistan Liberation Army, on its list of global terrorist groups. Islamabad welcomed the move. The BLA operates in natural resource-rich Balochistan province, where China is investing billions of dollars in major infrastructure projects as part of its Belt and Road Initiative. The guerrilla group is considered the largest and most effective of several Baloch separatist organizations fighting Pakistani rule. It has waged an anti-government campaign since 2000, claiming it is fighting for the rights and the greater regional autonomy of nearly 7 million ethnic Balochs. To stay up to date on all the day's major developments, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. Aiming his words at the European Union, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says Tehran will take what he calls the next step in increasing its uranium.